This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Yes, everything's working, I think. If you can see me, everything's working. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855. I go slower if you want me to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, it is always a pleasure to have you with me. Look. If you want to get involved in the conversation, so you send an email, and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to hear yourself, all that happy stuff, send an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, I've been having a lot of fun with this. I read the story earlier today, and for any of you who really believe this, I don't even know what kind of, I don't know what kind of doctor to send you to. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. I don't know what kind of doctor I would send you to where I would feel comfortable afterward, where you could actually, I won't even say watch one of my kids, where you could actually watch my dog afterward. That's how scary this is. So apparently, the Washington Post, you ready for this? The Washington Post insists that Bill Clinton is a role model for the wholesome living. Yeah, yeah. See that? I knew you'd be laughing. Same thing here. On the very day a CNN poll made the presidential race look tight, the Washington Post was blatantly projecting a Clinton victory. All right, so we can start off by saying we know these guys are on drugs, right? I mean, seriously, right? And when they say he's, you got it. When I get to the rest of the story, you're going to sit there going, I can't believe somebody actually wrote that. Well, I can. It's right here. And it's been verified. So I know it's real. I know it's true. Anyhow, let's get back to it because I enjoyed this so much. So the Washington Post is blatantly projecting a Clinton victory. Now, they wrote a Dear Bill letter on the front of Tuesday's Style Section magazine. They're begging the former president to fully own and embrace the first lady duties. Wouldn't he be the first man? First man? I don't even know what you call him, right? Why would you call him a first lady? Is he okay with that? Is that what he wants? Now, more likely than not, you'll be moving back into your 90s homestead in a couple of months. Yeah, they're hoping. So they go on the right. Listen to us, Bill. You have to be the hostess. You have to pick out the china. It's your turn. We need to get this male milestone over and done with. Perhaps even more than we need a first female president. Wow. Someone needs to be the first male first lady, and no man in history has ever been better. I don't think any man could be the first male first woman or first lady. How do you do that? I mean, these Washington Post morons, Evan, look, the reason she was called the first lady is because she was a lady. You know, woman, lady, that kind of thing. Right? So you can't be the first male first lady. I don't care how much you drink, that doesn't make any sense. And she went on to say that, and no man in history has ever been better suited to the singular demands of this weird job than you. Well, it becomes a weird, yeah. I would say they're probably right. Apparently, Clinton's room-devouring charisma is what makes this work. But this is where the elaboration of Clinton's, singular qualification for First Lady goes completely insane. The next comment they make will either floor you or prove just how whacked you actually are. They serve as role models for the wholesome living. Now, the First Ladies, now I want you to envision this. I know I'm going to get some people mad here, but get over yourself. You look at Laura Bush and Barbara Bush, right? Give that some thought. They were First Ladies. You talk about how they looked, how they carried themselves the whole nine yards. Then I want you to look at Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama, right? We're talking about role models for wholesome living. Are we serious here? We had Mrs. Clinton, I should say. She's sitting there allowing the guy that she's living with in the White House, because I don't know if that was a marriage or not. She's sitting there with him in the White House where he's, to use a lighthearted term, stripping women in the Oval Office in the middle of the carpet with the presidential seal there. We heard about that a few weeks ago. He's playing around with Walter Mondale's daughter in the copy room. I mean, the man had sexual escapade after sexual escapade in there. And she let him get away with it. Come on, think about this. Right? I mean, and he is a role model for wholesome living. So if wholesome living is when you're a married man chasing after 21-year-old interns, okay, playing around with every female in the place, trying to have sex with as many as humanly possible, I don't know, maybe he's going for some kind of White House record or something. If that's wholesome living, I'm living in the wrong planet. I'm reading the wrong dictionary. I'm just whacked, apparently. Now, which planet is Bill? What planet can we tag Bill Clinton as a role model? Help me out here, will you? Is it liberal land? I mean, in liberal land, the whole sexual escapade is not a problem at all. Right? But everybody doing their own thing. It's about food. Now you know that Bill Clinton's become a vegetarian. I don't know if you guys knew that. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break, and Michelle Obama and how they feel about her. This is not funny. This is real. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. About what you need, too, to get through this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I really don't believe that they put stuff like this out there. And they believe it to be true. I mean, maybe they don't believe it to be true. Maybe they're just, I don't know, just scratching at whatever. Keep it clean. I don't even know. How does the person who wrote this? This is the funny one for me. How does the person who wrote this actually do this with a straight face? Can you imagine somebody writing this? Bill Clinton's a great role model. For what? The top 10 sex offenders in the country? How to get away with sexually assaulting women? How to lure interns into having sex with you in a White House. I mean, really? So I wonder what, they must think that our wholesome is from the 1840s or something like that. I look at this stuff, I look at this stuff and I can't do anything but laugh at it because I think about something. They're selling papers. People are reading this stuff. Can you believe this? All right. Anyway, back to Billy Boy. I mean, sir, there is no place. There's no place to go with this but down. So the paper goes on to say that Michelle Obama may have lifted weights and touted a healthier diet. Now, she may have lifted weights. They went on to say, but frankly, she came into the spotlight looking pretty, you know, pretty good already. I'm sorry. Not because she's black or she's a Democrat or I think she has the muscle tone of an Amazon woman. She is a big woman, and I don't mean fat. That's not what I mean. But she is a big woman. What did we say in the 70s? She's big boned, right? I mean, seriously. But frankly, she came in the spotlight looking pretty good. They said, and you, on the other hand, Bill, you grappled publicly with a health crisis that prompted you to change your lifestyle habits. Look, the man ate two cheeseburgers a day from McDonald's, double cheeseburgers. He openly admitted to that. He said he had a bad diet. He ran 3 miles a day. So what does that show you? Running 3 miles a day will give you a heart attack. Stick with the cheeseburgers. Don't mix the two together. So they said he grappled with a health crisis that prompted you to change your lifestyle habits. And you not only dropped the weight, but also kept it off. Good for you. No, I mean that sincerely. I mean, anybody, it's hard to get the weight off, but keeping it off, I think, is even harder. Because you're looking at people go by you with banana splits and all that other stuff. It's great. So you dropped the weight, you also kept it off. You know this. You know how this is done. We need the AARP, the magazine piece revealing why you became a vegan and were impressed by the roasted cauliflower and tomato dish you showed off to a reporter. That makes him. Is that what makes him a great role model? Maybe that's it, huh? What do you think? I don't know. You couldn't get me to eat roasted cauliflower if you blended it and poured it into my body, dead into my mouth. It would push it back out. All right, that's where I'm at. Now we want to see you down in the dirt. We want to see you down in Michelle's White House, her kitchen garden, planting kale with giddy little school children. Sweet Jesus, I do not want that guy down in the dirt with any little school girl. Do you know what I'm saying? It is not happening. This is scary. If you are a father of a daughter right now, that was a shudder that went down your spine. That wasn't a cold feeling. I don't want this man alone with any young girls. This is the same guy that gets on a plane of a notorious pedophile and to go to an island that's known throughout the world as having nothing but young women. Not women. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Young girls. Now, if any of you have 11, 12... 13-year-old daughters, that kind of thing. I want you to look at your 11-year-old, your 12-year-old. And then I want you to imagine Bill Clinton doing what he likes to do to little girls. Come on, give that some thought. See how it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying? President or not, I'd go after him. Touching my girls. Anyway. The Post even insisted that Bill should push a vegan cookie. This will get you good. I like this one. The Post insisted Bill should push a vegan cookie to degender the presidential spouse role. I'm sorry. You just called him a lady, and now you're saying he should cook cookies to degender the role. How about you do this? Why do the cookie? Do a barbecue. Right? The first male doing a barbecue. That'll degender the role hard and fast. Cook a roast a pig out there on the south lawn. Anyway, they went on to say to push a vegan cookie to degender the presidential spouse role as they gently negotiate around the idea that Hillary has proven largely immune to humanizing. They go on, they say, they humanize their partner. Look, we know the part of the job has only gotten more busy and bizarre. What they're saying basically is that the first lady role is to make the president look like a human. I'm sorry. How many of you remember the 70s? What was that, the $6 million man, right? Yeah, they made him more human. You know, they got all that stuff in him, the equipment, but they made him look human. That team could not make her look human. Wouldn't matter what they did to her. And $6 million, $6 billion. But that's about what she lost when she was in the State Department. Yeah, I'm a little wound up today. I don't know if you tell. It's not enough to pose for Vogue or to share your favorite inspirational books, they say, with People magazine. Now, thanks to Michelle, a first lady is expected to dance on the Ellen DeGeneres show and play charades with Jimmy Fallon. That's what I want in a first lady, isn't it? I want the partner of the most powerful man on the planet to know how to dance with Ellen DeGeneres. That's a very important... that should be on the resume, don't you think? This is just... Look, our presidency has become a joke. Our presidency has become... Who's the best late-night talk show guest? That's what our presidency has become. And it started off with Bonehead when he did the whole saxophone thing. Right. So, and then who went on MTV to that's right, that was Billy Boy too, right? They were bantering about boxers versus briefs. Oh yeah, these are important things to know. Seriously. What's it when you don't wear underwear? What's that called? What? Yeah, why'd they include a commando in that? That's kind of prejudice, don't you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Uncle Farr will be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
I'm Cuban Pete.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much going on over there on the website that, I don't know, you can get lost over there, which is why I ask you, wait till the show's over to do it. So I don't lose you. You know what I mean? Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us here. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll from there. You can also get involved. There's a live chat room there as well. But if you're a Facebook Live person, head over there as well. They've got I guess ultimately it's a chat room as well. Chat room there too. Anyway, let me get back. I'm better at getting, instead of explaining all this garbage, I'm better at just doing the story. So, and I love this stuff. I'm sorry, I eat this stuff up. The Washington Post, if you've just tuned in, has decided that Bill Clinton is a wonderful role model. I don't know what criteria they used. I'm still trying to figure this out. I mean, is it a role model to a young man who's looking to score with as many women as he can? Or one that is looking to sexually assault as many women as they can? And one to cheat on one's wife as many as much as they can? I'm just trying to figure out what the criteria is. I mean, even Barack Obama, it's I can't believe I'm going to say this, but role model, whatever, I don't know, find me a word that I can use, a positive word, because what I want to say is, he gives us the ability to honestly say, it doesn't matter what color you are in this country, you could be anything, including President of these United States. Oh, and Attorney General, Secretary of State, right? Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell. So, these, you want to call them role models? I don't care what you want to call them, examples, role models, whatever. They are proof, though, that you can make it to those offices. I mean, some may have cheated to get there, but you can still make it to those offices. How many of you remember when Mr. Clinton, actually old enough to remember, I saw Bill Clinton on the Arsenio Hall show, but I don't know if I was old enough to vote then. I don't remember. Yeah, because I'm such a young guy. Where he played the sax on Arsenio Hall. Right? And then, again, boxer's briefs, so which you said commando, and whatever. I don't know. I wonder if they would ask him that question today. Now, I want to know who designed your suits and ties. This is them. They are actually writing this letter to him. They want him to get ready for this position. Oh, my God, I don't want him ready for this position. We'll want to know who designed your suits and your ties and for you to make a statement with them. Hosting a state dinner for India? Find the up-and-coming menswear designer with the Indian heritage. Speaking of symbolism, we've got no problem with Family Circle degendering their First Lady cookie contest and the one celebrating recipes from candidates' families. We'd love to see your favorite vegan recipe. What has happened to that office? What have we done to that? Or excuse me, what have we allowed to happen to that? I am so confused here. Right? Are we done with decorum, with the statesmanship? Are we done with all of that? Right? Is the White House now the good old boys' room? And I don't even mean that from a political standpoint. I'm talking, are we done now? Anybody can get in there. It's okay. It doesn't matter how you act. You know, again, you're talking about Michelle Obama and how she portrays being a first lady. I'm sorry. Somebody who gets off of Air Force One, knowing that there's going to be a crowd of reporters there, with a tank top or a T-top or whatever you girls call those things, ripped shorts, and not flip-flops, but, you know, slip-ons, whatever they are, you know, beach slip-ons. You get off the helicopter like that. I'm sorry. What is that an example of? No, seriously. And listen, I'm really going to get, I'll get called a racist for this one, but it's not like they don't have money to buy decent clothes, right? Or could she not get out of the city? Is that the way she dressed when she was in the city of Chicago? Is that the way she dressed when she ran around in Chicago? I mean, you're supposed to bring, I tell you what I was taught, in the business world especially. You dress to at least, at minimum, the level of your boss, right? If you're going out to client sites, I remember going out to Microsoft in Washington, in Redmond, and I had a suit on. I mean, you dress the part. I'm going to Microsoft. I got to do a presentation. I'm going to look good. And even though they kept telling us, drop the ties, drop the suit coats, they would, I mean, literally wouldn't let us in the building with the ties and suit coats on at the time. We'd go back out to the car and in the trunk, you know, we'd lay our suits out and in the trunk of the car with our ties. And then we'd go in and we'd talk to them. It was always a very casual moment in there. It was always a very casual sell. All right. Have we taken that now into the White House? Is that how it is now? He goes on to say, meanwhile, we remember that in all these interviews, you need to keep the focus on the commander-in-chief. Never let us forget the reality of a household in which the spouse has the more important job. I wonder if they feel that way when Bush is in office. I wonder if they felt that way, you know, over the years. Or is it just because this is a Democrat thing? Maybe that's it, right? So they go on to say at the end, at the very end of the letter, so here's your chance to be a trailblazer, and only for the guys who will follow you in this job. Were they expecting an onslaught of women presidents after this? I'm sorry, but I think this president that you have now, or that we have now, has done so much damage to the black community in many ways. It may be a long time before you see a black president again, and I'm not saying that because I might, so don't write me and say that's why I said it. And God forbid, yes, the heavenly God forbid, that your wife get in there. It'll be 40, 50 years before this country has a chance to start fixing itself. But they go on to say, let me see, I'm trying to figure out, there you go. Sorry, I'm choking on the story. Not only for the guys who will follow you in that job, but also for the men trying to figure out how best to support their spouses. You'll be an example for little boys everywhere. I mean, come on, you listening to this? Goodness knows little girls have already had plenty of lessons on how to stand by their man. Sincerely, you know, the part of that that bothers me the most is you guys, you Maronis on the left, will tie this to, you know, Christians and conservatives and that kind of stuff. Like, the best place for a woman is behind, one step behind him, next to him, and one step behind him. You actually believe that we all believe that. And you couldn't be so far from the truth. It's pathetic. Because you have these little sound bites or things that you think you know or you heard somebody say so you believe it to be truth. Which is what makes you so ignorant. Because you never check it on your own. I even tell my listeners, don't believe everything I say. I am not the smartest guy. My wife's in the room with me. She's the smartest person in the room. And it isn't because she's my wife. She has a college degree. Yeah, I got a life degree, you know? I'm the guy that has to pay for it by making a mistake and going, oh, that hurt. That was stupid. I'm going to do that again. So, this stuff makes me nuts like this. As if the family unit is degrading, demeaning, and wrong. Look at society. Look at where we're at. Ever since we've been poking fun and telling people it's wrong. It's wrong for a woman to stay home. It's not. If that's where, you guys on the left make a woman who wants to stay home and take care of her kids feel bad. You make her feel like it's a lesser job. It is not a lesser job. I think you're a bunch of cowards. Because you couldn't do it. You probably failed at it, and that's why you telling them it's so wrong and so bad. Every function out there, when it came to the corporate world, she wasn't any less of a person than I was when it came to the corporate world, and she ran, she basically oversaw the operations on a national level. I saw it on a regional level. Same job, one was bigger than the other. We had the same abilities and what have you. She's not a lesser person than I am. When we got married and she decided to stay home and take care of the kids, does that make her an idiot? Does that make her a moron? Does that make her less a person? Now, in the eyes of a person on the left, yes. Why would you give up your career? My God, there is no more noble a job than raising your children to be good members of society. I don't care if you're the CEO of a worldwide nonprofit that takes care of people all over the world. The noblest job is raising your children properly. Hey, I'm going to see your host. Listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Your look is the real type. I watched this show three times over the weekend. And now, every time I hear it, you know what I'm hearing, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing that goofball dance around there. And, yeah, there you go. I can't get that vision out of my head now. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about whether or not Bill Clinton is a role model. Right? Now, come on, think about this. Right? I mean, this is just, it's just nuts. And the fact that the Washington Post, what do they call that thing, the WAPO, the fact that the Washington Post thinks he is, somebody just sent me, what is he a role model for, rapists? That's what I said, sexual assault. Hey, you know, son, you should read this book on Bill Clinton. Teach you everything you need to know about women. Well, how to have them your way, not their way. Not the right way, but your way anyhow. That's right. Bill Clinton is the Burger King of sexual assault. Right? You have it your way, on demand. Look, I know it's not funny. Let's just let's just be clear. I know that rape is not funny. I know sexual assault is not funny. What is funny, to my point, proving my point, that this world is upside down, we have lost track of what's right and wrong, is when a guy, when the liberal professors tell a guy like me that me warning my daughter going off to college that she needs not to get too drunk at a party, she needs not to go hang out at bars and get drunk because she might get raped, makes me a member of, a contributor to the rape culture, but seeing but Bill Clinton, who's actually committed rape, who's actually committed sexual assault, who's actually chased after 11, 12, and 13-year-old girls, he has nothing to do with the rape culture. These are the women that love him would accuse me of being part of the rape culture for telling my daughter to be careful. Well, maybe they're afraid I'm keeping my daughter from Bill Clinton, who may want her. Do you not? Come on, people. Don't you see how crazy this is? There is no way. I know you get some of you get upset with me when I do this, but too bad. Deal with it. You can't smoke enough crack. You can't drink enough alcohol at the same time to read this and have this make sense. Views that they're going, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that'll work out fine. Let me read that last part to you again. I just want to get your blood stirring. So maybe you'll get off the couch and actually do something this time around. So here's your chance to be a trailblazer, Bill, not only for the guys who will follow you in this job, but also for all the men to try to figure out how best to support their spouses. You don't know how, you know the best way a guy can support his spouse? The best way that can happen is as she has helped you, not to the level she's helped you, that's not what I'm saying, but she sacrificed stuff for you, right? You give up, you sacrifice stuff for her. When she's got dreams, she's got things she wants to go after, things that she'd like to do. Whether you think she's going to be good at it or not, no matter how you think the outcome is going to be, you support her in her endeavors as well. If it's financially okay, morally okay, if it falls in line with your belief systems. And you want to be an example, Bill. You want to be an example for little boys everywhere, seriously. Stop playing around with other women. How's that? No, seriously. I mean, you have no problem taking advantage of other women. These kids are going to figure that the best example a dad can be for his daughter is to show her how men should treat her. The best example you can be for other little boys and other men is to show how women should be treated. Now, if you're saying you're already doing that, if this paper thinks you're already doing that, then, you know, it's a free-for-all, sexual assault for everybody. My God, if the laws, if we had to sit down today, matter of fact, if your wife wins, this is what I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see the rules, the Constitution, the rules, the laws of this country rewritten based on the actions that you and your wife have taken over the last 30 to 40 years. Those actions would become the basis for the law of this land. That's right. It'd be 4 years of the purge is what it would be. Thompson has been an unpaid publicist for Michelle Obama, at least on paper, the White House, in their days as the post-gossip columnist editor, has previously complimented Bill Clinton. Now, he's Charlie Sheen without the crazy polymath with no stop button. And they still think he's a rock star. Anyway, think about this. I haven't even thought about that. That's perfect. He's Charlie Sheen. Right? That's what Charlie Sheen would be if he ever made it to the presidency. It would be Bill Clinton. Although, I got to tell you something. We had that fellow that wrote the book on Crisis of Character. Of all the nasty things Bill did, or what have you, he did say that Bill was always good to them. Bill, she was a tyrant. She was a dictator. She was terrible. But that Bill had already, in most cases, had treated them well and was nice to the Secret Service agents that were there to protect them. Although, it shows you how stupid she actually is, right? I mean, you really going to swear at the guys? You're going to swear at the people that have been charged with taking care of your life? That sounds like a good idea to anybody else? Oh, my God. Oh, what else we got? We'll have some fun tonight. I got more stories than I even know what to do with. Oh, yeah, this one. This is a good one, too. Although this one I'm going to save for the... maybe I will have enough time. Okay, here we go. This is a great one, too. I love this. Now, you know, I take a lot of my stories from Campus Reform. They've got people on every campus across the country. The stories come in. I don't want to hear, you know, you guys on the left, if you're going to send me an email that says these aren't true, send them to somebody else. Send them to somebody who cares. So apparently now some of my LGBTQ, what do I want to call them, trolls, this is going to make them pop an eyeball. Brown University student body will be hand-delivering menstrual products to all non-resident bathrooms on campuses, including men's rooms. In case you missed the first part of that, they're going to be dropping menstrual products into men's rooms, in case you missed that. Because I know I talk a little fast at times. Viet Nguyen, president of the Undergraduate Council of Students, announced the initiative in a campus-wide email Tuesday, saying he wants to communicate the message that not all people who menstruate are women. Apparently we're going to rewrite the science classes, too. I've got news for you. And you LGBTQ people, you can get as crazy as you want with me. Here's the deal. A man can't bleed. Not that way. Not once a month. Can't happen. It's a physical impossibility. And I'll tell you what, if you're a guy and you're bleeding on a monthly basis out of orifices below your waist, you need to go see a doctor. There's a problem. Really. So, you're going to lose it, aren't you? And the transgender community, I've talked to some of you. Now, unless I'm really wrong about this, and if you're going to keep changing the rules as you go from day to day, minute to minute, then you deserve everything you get. You deserve all the nasties that you're getting. Give us something to work with. But here's the deal. My understanding is until you make the transition, see, you're in transition. While you're in transition, if the parts of the pieces haven't been rewired or reconstructed or reconfigured, then what are you doing in the man's room? Playing with a tampon or a Kotex or a pad or whatever. What are you doing there? Go in the door. Go in there. There's nothing to lose. You go next door. They're usually 10 feet apart. Everybody in the one bathroom, everybody's doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? In the other bathroom, it's not happening that way. That's why I said I want to change the rules. I have no problem with people, you know, I don't care who you identify with. Identify with anything, whatever you want. I'm telling you, we should put the picture of a penis up on one wall and say, you got one of these, this is the room you use. Right? Put a vagina up on the other wall and say, if you got one of these, this is the room you use. That way nobody gets offended that it's you're calling them a male when they're a female when they're a male, and a neutral when they're got everything else. There's no problem, right? A lot of people are visual learners. Think of all the people we're going to help out by doing the sign as opposed to writing the letters. Don't look at me like there's so much more to this story, and we're going to run out. And I usually don't do this, but I'm going to do this on the other side of the break because I can't let this go. Right? This part of this, I agree with him. I mean, to a degree, feminine hygiene products in public places like that should be as accessible as toilet paper, right? You use the bathroom to get that. So, you know, you get caught off guard, whatever. I know women sometimes, they didn't bring as many as they thought, or they lost one, or what have you. It happens. We're not supposed to be a tills of a hun on these things. But when I read the rest of the story, when we talk about this after the break or at the top of the hour, we're back to the entitlement. Okay? And then also later on tonight, there's a soccer team, and I guess the woman on the soccer team took a knee during the national anthem because she wanted to put herself in solidarity with the football player. But I'm going to give you some time to think about this, because the reason she thinks everybody is upset about it is so sad, so stupid, but so predictable. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I've got a lot of stupid stuff coming up in the next hour. Our mad black man from Baltimore also joins me. He's got a lot to say. I'm almost afraid to put him on. He hasn't been on for a while. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.